from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who sees the sleepy side of oranges, who have been trying to claim morning time. It's time to sunset. I don't know what it is time. It's time for me to help you fall asleep, patrons. Let's put the witticisms aside. Scoots, check your wit at the door. I would if I had it. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. It's time for Sleep With Me, podcast to put you to sleep. And if you're one of those regular listeners, if you could just listen through the credits, because these are the ways we keep the show going. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? How much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answers to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, I do need, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody. I just wanted to take a second and thank Paula and Alec for supporting Green Chef and sharing with me about it on Facebook. It was a little while back. You know, they got $50 off their first box of Green Chef by going to greenchef.us/sleep. But not only did they support the sponsor and help keep the show going, but they shared it with me, and that really means a lot. Knowing you're out there exchanging, you know, you're getting a great product, but you're also keeping the show going. I really, really appreciate it. Thanks for sharing. Thanks, Alec and Paula. Hey, Mr. Bart, who helps out in this show? Who are you? First of all, who are you? And who helps out in this show?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner.
I am the mystery bard.
I do the lullabies.
Got a new album out.
I think you'll really like it.
You can get a copy at
JonathanMann.net.
Also, I made a longer version
of this credits song.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Laura, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Night Vale Presents. So now on with the show.
Thanks, Mr. Bard, a.k.a. Thanks, Jonathan. Good to meet you. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find me. Remember, when you're sharing the podcast or you're listening, you can listen in your smart speaker. And all you need to do is say, hey, smart speaker, whatever the call out word is, whatever you call it, play Sleep With Me podcast. And then you can let it run all night, or you could say, hey, set a sleep timer for 90 minutes, 120 minutes, whatever works for you. Thanks. That's it. And let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever is keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature, anything going on that's keeping you awake. It could be anything. Like, you could be remembering someone that was drumming their fingers during a meeting today. You know, that, like, I'm not here. It happens to me. I say, why didn't I, you know, this could be thoughts about, I say, why didn't I say anything about that friggin' drumming of the fingers, that old Barry was doing. First of all, I was at an imaginary meeting, which is my own set of issues, that I was at a, you know, conference meeting with someone named Barry. I said, what are we here to do? I can't focus on, you know, I didn't have the wherewithal to say, excuse me, Barry, I'm here to have an imaginary meeting with, I don't know, who's in this meeting? Oh, thank you. A point of order? Go ahead. Oh, I'm in the middle of a podcast intro? Secondary point of order. We're not using Robert's Rules of Order. Correct. I'm not a fan. Too many rules, you know. Point of order number three. Oh, we're at the beginning of a podcast intro. Oh, boy. Sorry about that, new listeners. Went right off topic really early. Hopefully I'll get back to that meeting. Yeah, but whatever is keeping you awake, I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off. So what I'm going to do is send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use a lulling, soothing, Creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, which you just saw a few of them. And I'm here to help. It's a nice, cozy, safe place. Now, this I'll give you the news up front. If you're new, I'm glad you're here. And here's a couple of things to note. This podcast is very silly and goofy and counterintuitive. So see if you could kick back, just like you're at the meeting, but you're not invested, whatever meeting that was. Maybe there is a part of me. Is this duality? I don't know. Where I could be listening and enjoying Barry's, or maybe I could empathize with Barry and say, maybe after the meeting I'll check in with Barry and see what's up with the finger drumming. But for now, I got to focus on this meeting because I don't even know who called it. Also, yeah, there is the underlying tension. This meeting's going on within my, also I'm in the middle of, okay. So this podcast goes off topic a lot, but it's here to just help. Now, it doesn't work for everybody, but give it a few tries. Another thing that doesn't always work for everybody, but kind of see how it goes, is that the podcast has this long intro, which is, in a weird way, an essential part of the show, unless you skip it. Like, if you skip it, that means it's not essential for you. You could skip ahead to 18 minutes. But I really don't want you to miss out on this part, because this is, like, the part where people start to wind down. Also, and this is, like, this is the only thing where you never know what's going to happen, but you know you could sleep through it. Yeah, I don't think that phrase has ever been uttered before in the history of, you know, first for humanity. Tonight on Sleep With Me, during the intro, anything could happen, but nothing you'll need to be awake for, or that you'll be like, holy cow, what did I miss? Because you say, well, honey, what did I miss? I fell asleep last night during the intro. I thought that was the wind down, you know. I brushed my teeth, I got into bed, you know, I prepped, you know, I puffed my pillows, I started just feeling the cross breeze we have going, and Scooch was talking. I was planning on just, you know, easing into bed and then maybe falling asleep, you know, some point. But next thing I know, I was asleep. What happened? Well, honey, actually, I don't know. I was asleep too. I'm pretty sure he invented a new musical instrument called the finger drum. Though it could be, it may not have been a finger. I think he was talking about, or maybe he was talking about a meeting of finger drummers or something. That's interesting. I remember a conference table, and then I pictured it so comfortable and I was sleeping on it. And so that's, okay, anyway, so excuse me, couple, I'm sorry. I don't know if you checked out our sponsor Zola yet, but excuse me, I was just talking to another new listener. I didn't mean to interrupt your breakfast. Hey, Scoots, thanks for putting us to sleep last night. Hey, no problem. I was just trying to give an example. I've never actually interviewed a couple. I've only, replayed your conversations for listeners. But I've never had a chance to interview. You two look lovely. Like, I've never seen two people look so radiant before at this time of the morning. Well, Scooch, it's because you put us to sleep so good. Well, great. You mind explaining kind of what the intro is for the new listener? Well, it's intro. You know, hey, new listener, it's me. I'm a regular lunchbox tote and sleep with me listener here. And I just wanted you to know the intro, it seems at first like a drawn out, purposeless thing. Yeah, but it's actually, strangely enough, I don't think it's a technique that Scooter uses. No offense, Scooter, none taken. Lunchbox toting member of the Sleep With Me community. Thanks, Scooter. It's where he explains what the podcast is. He never gets there. But it's kind of fun. It adds some levity to bedtime. I think that's the main goal. Let you know there's a community that it's important you're listening, but that there's a community of other listeners there. Hun, what else does Scooter do during the intro? Well, thanks, sweetums. I'm actually a brown bag toting member of the Sleep With Me community. No lunchbox for me. But, you know, I make my own lunch. And he explains the structure of the show, where it starts off with a few minutes of business. And then there's the intro, which we're talking about right now. So that's pretty meta. And the intro is around 12 to 14 to 17 to 16 to 15 minutes or so. A show within a show. Then between the intro and the story is some business, too. That's what keeps the podcast free for everybody. Then after that, there's a story. I think today it'll be like they're called Tuesday-style stories, even though the podcast doesn't come out on Tuesdays. So it could be about anything, but we know it'll be nice and soothing and stuff. Then there's some thank yous at the end. That's the structure of the show. In Sugar Cakes, why don't you tell them a couple of the rules of the podcast? Oh, thanks, Honey Pie. No, Scooter, I was talking to Sugar Cakes, not to you, Scooter. Oh, okay. Oh, thanks, Honey Poo. Sorry, Scooter, we have pet names for each other because we're in a relationship. You're just our boyfriend, our boar bay. Oh, that's perfect. Thanks, Honey Buns, Scooter. No, I was just, I wasn't making fun of your pet names. It's an instinctual thing for me. I call my dog Sugar Pop Pie sometimes, and it doesn't, oh, Scooter, I might use that one. Okay, anyway, so then, oh, what were we talking about? Oh, the rules. So no need to listen to the podcast. I think we've made that pretty abundantly clear. But just expect Scooter to go off topic, and that's part of the fun part, but it's also part of that's hard to follow. So ideally, it's just interesting enough to take your mind off of stuff, but you say, well, I don't really need to listen to Scooter. As much as we love you, Scooter, you know, that part. And the other thing is there's no pressure to fall asleep. That's what I really like. A lot of things you say, you know, they're sleep solutions or sleep cures. Scooter's just your sleep bud. He's here to be there for you while you fall asleep. Rubber ducky poo. What do you? Oh, thanks. Washcloth of my dreams. He also lets you know that you deserve a good night's sleep. But he's there to just walk at your side as you drift off, so you can listen. The other important thing is if you can't sleep, he's there to the very end. And there's a bunch of other episodes ready to go. So it's not so much a sleep podcast as a podcast to listen to as you fall asleep, I guess. Scooter, you have anything to add about your own podcast? Well, thank you both so much. That was lovely. I don't think I could have done a better job if I needed to, except I don't know if washcloths are my dream. I may have changed that. But this is also in my imagination? Wow. Okay, well, that's interesting. I think those are real listeners, to be honest with you. Or, you know, a very good, okay, I guess I'm part of my brain. You know what, Barry? You could drum your fingers all you want. I'm here to help you too, Bear. You know, Barry, I think drumming your fingers is a bit of a metaphor for the podcast. Just like those listeners said, it gives you something to do while you're doing something else. And maybe the physical drumming of the fingers takes your mind off and allows you to focus on the meeting. And you know what, Barry? Maybe it just feels good for you. And that's really my goal, is to make bedtime feel a little bit better. I mean, I strive to make it feel good, to make you feel safe and distracted, ensconced in lulls. But if I just get close, you say, well, it's pretty decent having Scoots around at bedtime to take my mind off stuff. So that's what I do. That's why I'm here. And if you're just checking the show out, I really appreciate it. I mean, I really hope I can help. And I know it doesn't work for everybody. This show is not everybody's taste. But I do know that, we have a lot of loyal listeners who said, yeah, it took two or three tries. Or first me not liking the podcast. And I know it's strange. I'm not trying to sell you on the podcast. I only hope it helps you. But a lot of people say, well, yeah, give it two or three tries. And then if it does, there's LibriVox. There's Sleep Whispers. There's Slow Radio is a new one. Sleepy. So there's other stuff out there. Plenty of other stuff. My Noise. That's another one I've been playing with lately. So give some of those a try, too. But I'm here to help you. Those are all free mentions. Even if this podcast doesn't work for you, I still believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And I really desire that for you, and where you can go out tomorrow and flourish. And the reason I say that is because I've been there. That's why I work so hard on this show. And that's why I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. And that's why I say thank you again for coming by. And by the way, here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Okay, everybody. Tonight's a style episode we've only done a few times, but it's one I really enjoy making and really fun. It's a board game unboxing. The board game unboxing. And tonight we're going to be doing a game called Tokaido, T-O-K-A-I-D-O, and it's a board game. I don't know too much about it. I have a little bit of personal history with it. I was under the impression, and I actually didn't even, okay, this is kind of a bit of Sleep With Me material here. I thought I had bought it last year, for the holidays of 2017, so last year, for someone as a gift, but I may have only placed it, here's what happened. It may have been even two or three holidays ago. I had intended to buy it for my brother because I had heard about the amazing artwork of this game, and that it's very unique and very enjoyable to play. I think I ended up putting it in my shopping cart and then realizing that there was this out-of-print book I wanted to buy for my brother, Ken. Because I'm pretty sure he would have been the one, you know, he does the art for the show. So he was the one I would have wanted to do to give it to. And then this year, sorry, Ken or Judy, if you're listening, I purchased a game as a holiday gift with the intention of giving it. A good thing about board games, especially for adults, but maybe for kids too. I mean, this in this situation ends up for kids, is that you have an option of who to give the gift to. So you can kind of buy a board game with one person in mind, but it gives you options, especially. So this year I bought, Santa Claus was also involved in this. When I conferenced with Santa Claus, I said, okay, what board games are you going to have the elves create? And which ones should I purchase? So this was after my consult with Santa Claus, a.k.a. Roberta Claus. I just wanted to back myself into multiple corners. But so with the two of us in the team of elves consulting, between those we had Tokaido. There's a Harry Potter card building game, which I didn't do an unboxing in that just because it part of the game is unboxing. And so if I unboxed the game, it would have interrupted my enjoyment of the gameplay. Sorry about that, but you could check out that game as well. And then also a game that I'll rewrite the name for it called, Pan. It's a Pan game about Dems. And this was just a card game version. I think there's a version of those games called Legacy, which I'd like to play. But that game, Ken and Judy got, because they said, am I feeling like for Sophia, the Pan game or Tokaido? And so it was, you know, this is when you hold a gift. This is called, I call this the reverse condo, where I say, what will this bring? Whom will this bring joy to? Maybe we could patent that, or maybe we could work on that, work with Marie. We could do a set of cards where I get like 80% of the money. Marie gets 20% in their holiday cards with just this method. Or we could just write, instead of a book, we could sell pamphlets. I don't know if that's something that's profitable, but it's something I'd be into, you hold a gift that you've bought. I guess this is kind of not the best form. You say, whom would this... Actually, no, that's how I bought a lot of gifts. I thought this was going to be about... But so, like, another... This is just a pro tip idea. You got, like, plenty of months to plan this. But you can also do it for birthdays or any other gift, you know, showers you're going to. Is going to a Goodwill or a 99-cent store. And you pick stuff up and you hold it and you say, will this bring joy? I mean, a good Goodwill or a flea market is good because you say, who would this bring joy to? And then you gift it to them. That's for like and then a 99-cent store is kind of the same thing, but you should just clear first, would this bring joy to someone? And then who would that bring joy to? So after my consults, that's how Tokaido ended up in my lap instead of Ken and Judy's. Also, I'm still not sure I didn't give them the gift at some point. So I didn't want to, like, on the hot, like, right up before the holidays be like, did Roberta Claus or I give you Tokaido as a gift within the past few years? And I forgot. Because that's what's wrapped up down there, just in case, So that's how I ended up with Tokaido, and I'm looking forward to playing it with my daughter. So just to paint a picture for you, it is a large box. I don't know how many, definitely like maybe 24 inches by 24 inches and about 6 inches thick. No, maybe 4 inches thick. It's a heavy box. It's the box, the background color is just white or... Might be an eggshell. It could be a linen, but that might be my lighting talking. It has the names of the creators on there. Antoine Bauza and Nadier. And I think that's the correct pronunciations, but I'm not sure. And then in the center of the top of the box, underneath in writing, that seems like... It was written in some sort of Japanese-style brushwork at Tokaido. Inside the circle, I think, is some Japanese characters, inside the second O. And then there's a beautiful piece of art, which includes the whole art is set on a lake or a pond. And I don't know if this is art from the game, but I don't want to describe it just yet. But really, really, like, a lot of details, a lot to look at, and beautiful. Then each side of the box says Tokaido on it, so if you have it on a bookshelf or a board game shelf, you can easily find it. And then on the back, so just to tease it out here and get you ready for what we have in store, on the back, again, it says the names of the creators, then Tokaido, register, you know, the trademark is registered. In the top left corner, it has what looks like some sort of cards that were probably used in the game. And then it has some sort of coins that look like they're used in the game. They're circular coins with a square hole in them. To the right is a gentleman smoking a pipe, wearing a robe, and on his back is these again might be characters from the game, but he's got a lot of things on his back that he's carrying, including a cool paper lantern, and he's smoking a pipe. Then on the bottom left is another character. Also, she seems to be in a flowing robe. Also, the colors are just amazing. I wouldn't even know, like, her robe is shades of magenta and purples. There's a lot in the hair. Then on the other side is someone, he seems to be dressed like a samurai. But again, he also has a lot of colors. He's holding a fan with a painting on it. And then on the back it says, welcome traveler, exclamation point, welcome to Tokaido, the legendary East Sea Road connecting Kyoto to Edo. Here you will begin an extraordinary journey during which you will discover 1,000 marvels for the first time. Be sure to take the time to contemplate the sumptuous vistas before you, the majestic mountains, the peaceful coastland, and the vast rice paddies. Let the brushstrokes of nature be an anchor for your memories. Appreciate the beneficial stopovers that punctuate your path. Beautiful language here. The restorative tranquility of the hot springs and the countless culinary delicacies that will astonish your palate. Bundled together with your belongings, delightfully unexpected souvenirs, from the most modest to the most sophisticated, that you gather from your surprising encounters that may change the course of your travels. Time will be your best means to remain clear-sighted, methodical, and patient, so that you don't miss anything on this unique route, but instead can fully savor the experiences Tokaido has to offer. The contents we will discover, but they're listed here. It says the game takes about 45 minutes, 2 to 5 players, but then it also has an 8+. I think that means age. Then it says no on babies, 0 to 3. Also on the UPC code, just in case you're wondering, it says Tokaido-5th, so I don't know if that's the 5th edition to the game. It says July 17, and just for legacy sake, 377-001-556-543. And you could visit them on the web. It's at www.funforge.fr, and they have the company's logo there, Funforge. So I'm going to pause, you won't notice, but I'm going to be opening the box here. Okay, so I have the box open, and the first thing I'm seeing is a pack with cards and things in it, very picturesque. Then the how to play instructions. It looks like there's also a app version of the game or an app to complement the game. So there's an ad for that that is also beautiful. And I put the instructions to the side. Then there's a big cardboard square. And the first one has coins. It has 1, 2, 3, 4 times 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, which is easy math. It's, so 40 coins to punch out. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Circular tokens that look like a kind of watercolor flower. And one is like, again, a color that is, I'd say it's like a somewhere, it's a violet, a light purple. Then one that's like a yellow, orange, like the edges of a sunset. A thin one that's like not forest green, though it has some forest green in there. I don't know if there's a color verdant green, but you know, which is different than spring green or loamy green, maybe a mossy green. Then there's a grayscale one, which is beautiful. And then there's another one that initially you'd say it's blue, but then I'd say, whoa, 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 whoa. It's like a cayenne or cyan in blue, and a little bit of gray mixed together to create something in a shade of blue. Then there seems to be character cards, which actually have a hole where you can punch out, so I don't know what that's for. And again, I don't, like, there's a coin symbol in the right top right corner, and it says X times the number of coins, so I don't know if that's like the game of life, how much they earn. Then there's a drawing and a painting of the character, and each character is a little bit different. Maybe we could run through those when we get to them. Then underneath the character, oh, there's different symbols and different cards, which must be a part of the gameplay. It's tough to figure out exactly what they are. Like, maybe this is what they get to do on each turn. Like one of the characters from the back cover, his name is Zen-Amon, E-M-O-N. And There's a picture of something that looks like a house or something, and then an arrow, and it has one to a card and then a coin. And then the next character is also was on the cover, the back cover, is Sasai Aiko, S-A-S-A-Y-A-K-K-O, or Sasayako. And that one has the same picture of a house. Then it has one card. Then it has another card with a coin, but the coin is X'd out. And then it has a grayed out card. So it's already like titillating in the mystery of the gameplay. Then there's another character. So there's four character cards on this sheet. Hirotada, who earns 8 coins or has an 8 coin thing. Now, Hirotada has a different symbol underneath Hirotada. It's not a house. It looks to be some sort of mountain-type sanctuary or something. And then it has an arrow going to a pile of coins. Then it has an arrow of a coin going into a grayed-out coin topped by a gate. So again, I'm like, And also under, there's also a circle that's meant to be punched out in the top left. Underneath that is a banner with Japanese characters on it. And the last character on here is Omegae, O-M-E-G-A-E. And this character has long hair, a painted face, a fan. And I can't quite see if it's what else is being held in their hand. Like a really layered outfit in shades of red and maroons. And even the fan has exquisite details on there. Like there's a painting with what look like flowers and maybe a setting sun or a moon. And even the textures of the dress, it's a dress like that's what are those, like folds almost like an accordion. I don't know what those kind of dresses are called. And the dress kind of seems to be flowing. Also, I didn't even realize this, in the background of each one is like a very light grayscale painting. Of, like, it kind of looks like they're on some sort of regal stage. Okay, so that's one set of character cards. Then the next cardboard punch out card has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more coins. So we have 50 coins in play, it looks like. And then it has 6 more characters. All with like much different symbols. Okay, so 4 of these 6 characters have will look like a food symbol underneath them, and then an arrow to some sort of card-based activity. And maybe the characters are all holding like something that symbolizes them. All of them have different coin values. There's Mitsukuni, Mitsukuni. It seems to be some sort of mystical character, maybe, because a long beard, a long staff that at the top has like a natural branches coming off it with pink blossoms on it. But then there's kind of 3 ethereal characters on there. And then also on the shoulder of this character is another ethereal type, I don't know, like a sprite-like character. And wearing a beautiful green robe with a yellow tie. What do you call it when you tie your robe? You know, you cinch your robe with that thing. And then different cards and a staff symbol. The next character was from one of the covers, Yoshiyashu. Yoshiyasu earns 9 coins. It seems to be some sort of samurai type character in blue. So, like I said, holding a fan that maybe has some sort of phoenix-like character bird on there. But then it also has underneath a circle with someone in shades of pink carrying things, which leads to two cards with a question mark. The next character seems to be a younger character, Satsuki, S-A-T-S-U-K-I. And what I like about Satsuki is the characters are looking right at us. I don't know if any of the other characters are making eye contact. And then on the right lower side of Satsuki is a little character, some sort of pet. I can't tell if it's a cat or a small dog. And then again, just a massive amount of details. Also, you could even go into the details of the face and stuff. Really impressive artwork. And even just the layers and layers going into the clothing. Yeah, this is just a really rich game. And then under Satsuki is what looks like a plate of food with chopsticks. And then an arrow to a card with a question mark that has the card on the back of it has a plate of chopsticks. And then a coin with an X out. The next character is Kinko, K-I-N-K-O. Now, Kinko has a mysterious something over Kinko's head, covering Kinko's head. If you watch Legion, it is evocative of that TV show for me, the second season. A very simple, like a blue shaded robe, but some wind flowing actually. So the robe is actually flowing in the wind. And underneath Kinko is, again, a plate of food with chopsticks, going to a card with a plate of food with chopsticks, and then one coin. Kinko also has a X7 for the coins. This next character is named Shubei, C-H-U-U-B-E-I, or Shubai. It also has the symbol with food and chopsticks, but with a red circle with a down arrow on it. And then an arrow to a pink card that Yoshiashu had. And the coin multiplier is X4. And then Shubai or Shubei is carrying, has a piece of, what is that called? Wheat between their mouth or some other form of grain. A very determined look with the eyebrows. And is in mid-stride. A pole over the shoulder, carrying a bundle of something with some Japanese writing on it. A jacket that is somewhere between orange and red, with a lot of details. Underneath the jacket, it also has some sort of, they also have some sort of something around their neck. They have longer shorts or shorter pants. There's even some design in the calves. And the last character here is a hero, Shiro, H-I-R-O-S-H-I-G-E, X-ray coin multiplier, the same as Shubei. Food, a plate with chopsticks in food, and a circular arrow with a down symbol. But an arrow pointing to a two-toned card we haven't seen yet. And then Hiroshige is really richly designed, holding a giant paintbrush tipped with red. It looks like the character just painted a circle around them. Really flowing clothes with a bunch of different scaling of colors. Their left hand, they're painting with their left hand, which is good news for people like me. Some sort of bat, like a carry-all on the back. Also holding what could be the paint in some sort of jar. Really amazing. I didn't even look at the back of these. Okay, the backs are plain, though. Okay, so the next thing I'm going to do is open up this bag and take a look at what's in this bag. Okay, so open the bag and it has, I guess these are cards that maybe become paintings. That's what it seems to be, that they're cards that you separate and then become paintings. If that's the case, this is really, really amazing. Holy mackerel. So there's first set of paintings is a three-paneled painting. The second set, and how many versions? So there's three cards for each painting. And there's probably like five sets of the painting. So 5 times 3 is 15 cards. Then the next painting is... cards or four panel painting. I'm really making a bit of a mess here, but I think there's probably 5 versions of that. And then the final one is a five panel painting. Okay, so let me start with a 3-panel painting here. On one side is, it's 3 panels, and each panel has its own number, 1, 2, and 3. Against what looks like a stick with a pack, like a bundle on it. So I assume you're like acquiring it during your journey. In the first painting, the 3-panel painting is very verdant. It's green. It has some flooded fields. And in the center, and the middle panel and the right panel are two people like harvesting or working. With some grasses in the field, so I don't know if it's what exactly they're harvesting. But the level of detail is just amazing because the water is green, but it's also reflecting the sky. You can kind of see some of the clouds to the left on one of the land borders between the fields is what looks like 2 birdhouses and rock and some grasses. In the top left corner is some trees, and then above that is a land which looks like maybe a main road is on there. Someone's standing there. There's even some mountains, and as you move right, you see some birds flying and some more mountains. And a cloudy yellow sky, someone running on the road, pulling a cart, and the cart even has motion kind of... drawn into it. There's a lantern like kind of moving, and as you track further on the right on the road part at the top background of the card, there's some road markers, and there's 2 people just standing on the road kind of chatting or catching up or fellow travelers giving one another directions. So just really rich. And then on the other side of the card is a greenish print, a kind of a textured-looking print, and then a circle in the middle with another painting, which kind of catches like a different version of what we're like a further out, zoomed out version of some tiered flooded fields with a house or a building at the top of the fields. And again, there's a motif of like sky and clouds, and then another set of tiered fields in the distance with another house. On the 4-paneled card painting, again, all the panels are numbered from left to right. And this one is a winter scene with a volcanic style mountain, which would probably be reminiscent of Fuji or those people that have seen Shasta in Northern California. So it's always impressive. A lot of these mountains are rising just right from sea level. So they just really look amazing. And this one looks very amazing because it dominates the 2 center panels on either side. And it's covered in snow and it's surrounded by a pink sky. So I don't know if it's dawn or dusk. Feels like a dawn. And there's these wispy painted clouds that almost like ribbon-like. Maybe even some birds in the sky. On the furthest left and right panels, we get a little bit more of a foreground detail of some trees that are snow-covered, a bridge and a gate, and some rocks. On the right side of the panel are some travelers, like, soaking in the mountain. Around the base of the mountain, it seems to be some sort of lake or a flooded area, but it's or just snow covered. There's snow covered rocks. So also very amazing. And then on the backside, it's a grayscale kind of look with a print that has like somewhere between a snowflake and a flower. And then a shot of the mountain in a different way, where the wind is really this wispy winter wind. You could see the mountains and the trees and the snow. And then the five-panel painting, it is amazing. It's a like a water sea shot from shore to sea. And on the left side seems to be kind of some seaside village that's built on the base of a mountain. So there's trees and buildings. And the mountain kind of rising up behind it. There's clouds and kind of placid water. Then as you move to the next plant panel, you see the clouds and sky and birds. And then the ribbon-like wispy clouds. You see mountains in the background. You see a fisher person working with a net. As you move to the next panel, you see a boat, and the seas are getting a little bit more wavy. It's a boat with a sail up, and it seems to be headed towards the village. And you just see some of the design in the water. As you move to the fourth panel, you see the water's getting even rougher and darker. There's some rocks, there's some darker clouds. And then spiraling up out of the water is a tall kind of cylindrical rock, and built on top of is a building. There's a tree. So kind of fantastical in some way. Like you say, I'd like to live up there. And you can see there's some flags in front of the house. You can see that the wind is blowing and waves are crashing at the base of the rock. And then the fifth panel is just like a mighty sea shot. There's a lot of gray and black clouds and very, very big waves with these finger-like breaks in the foam of the wave. So very, very, very beautiful. I mean, just so much to look at. And the other side is kind of a print that looks a little bit like something evocative of the motion of water, but also with prints of leaves in the water, too. And in the center painting is a more placid view of, like, two boats in the water with a mountain rising up on one side and an island on the other, and a lot of big sky with nice, calm, cool clouds. So that's a painting card portion. Okay, in the next layer of the box, we have the board game board, you know, the game board, and wow, some extra bags. So I guess like bags to keep those cards in. Then a bag with five wooden character symbols, one in turquoise, one in a darker yellow, one in a forest kind of green, one in a gray, and one in a purple. And then also five pips that match the characters in color, like a round circle. And these seem to be made of wood or hardy plastic, really tactile. They're definitely wood as I'm looking at it in the light. So really a nice touch there. And then there's also a box of cards, a packet of cards, which I'll open up off mic and then take a look through at least. Okay, so I opened the bag of cards, and it's a really thick stack of cards. Like if you're thinking about a regular playing deck of playing cards, it seems to be equivalent of two decks of playing cards. They are like a quarter, like maybe half the size or 60% less size than a normal deck of playing cards. And on the back of the cards are different. Like as we go back to those characters, there's different things on each side of the card. So Some of the back of the cards have a black print on them. And then in the circle painting in the center is a building that's lit up at night with a black tiled roof. Another card has a yellow, a kind of a shining sun print, and a lucky cat in black waving. Another back of a card has a blue print with kind of like river rocks and a river or a stream in it, very picturesque. Then we have that food, that bowl. It's actually a bowl because it has a liquid in it with looks like a lot of different vegetables, maybe a radish, some other things. And then a print that is kind of evocative of fish without being fish. Then there's a purple card with a person, like a purple, maybe a dark pink print on it, and a purple person in a kind of matching tones carrying a big pack on their back. And I think that's all the backs of the cards, so let's see the fronts of the cards. Let's see, the first card is Koma, K-O-M-A. And it has, it has on the bottom left, it has one coin. In the bottom right, it has a circle with a fan in it. It looks like it's some sort of top or something, like a spinning top you would play with. Then it has a pack with the numbers, I think they all do, 1, 3, 5, 7. Maybe they own, yeah, I guess maybe they all have that. Not all of them do, though. That's that card, and then the next card is a musical instrument. It's three coins. Then in the circle, it has what looks like it could be a doll. I'm not sure what the symbol is. And this is Shyamisen. The next one seems to be a robe, a yellow striped robe. Some of these are things you would buy. It's a two-coin symbol. And then in its circle, it has a robe, and it's a yukata, Y-U-K-A-T-A, yukata. This next card must be from a different background. It's Ana Ibito, A-N-N-A-I-B-I-T-O. And it's a character with a staff, maybe like a grimace on their face as they're exhorting efforts. And then below them is an X with a blue-backed card, and this is a pink-backed card. This next card is Kuji, K-U-G-E or K-O-G-E. And again, it's another character. Their arms are clasped underneath their robe, and it has an X with three coins. This next one must be food. It's Nigiri Mishi, N-I-G-I-R-I-M-E-S-H-I. Nigiri Mishi. It's a one coin. It has a symbol with a pack on it, and there's two triangular pieces of maybe tofu or something made from some sort of flour with looks like some sort of nori wrapper maybe on the bottom of it. The next one, a tempura. It is it has leafy greens, and it looks like maybe it's tempura fish. Or it just has like what looks like small fish, like herrings or sardines. It's a two-coin symbol, and then a six, number six with a pack on it. The next one is a fugu, and this one has a wooden a serving board with some slices of fish, a couple limes. It looks like. Maybe some sort of green vegetable, and then some slices of onion or garlic or something else. and it has three coins and a six thing symbol. This one's interesting. It's the that river type scene. Maybe it's a spring, and it has a two-pack symbol. It's the same as the spring on the other side of it. And then the next card has the exact same picture. It just has two monkeys in the spring, and that one has a three-pack symbol on it. They seem like they're chilling there. The next one is Hashi, H-A-S-H-I. It has like what seems to be two chopsticks. It has a single coin symbol. And then on the other side, it has a circle with a fan symbol in it. Geta, G-E-T-A, is two sets of wooden, what are those things called that you wear around on your feet? The wooden shoes with the extensions on the bottom. Slippers, I guess you'd call them. Or clogs. And that has a two-circle a coin symbol, and then the circle, the black circle with a robe in it. So I guess that stands for clothing. Haori is the next one. It's another robe in a kind of blue, similar to what the samurai was wearing. And that has two coins and then the clothing symbol. Then it's a repeat of Anyabito. The character that's grimacing. Maybe they all start to, Oh, no, there's other ones. Let me skip the ones we've seen. There's another one for soba, which has soba, what seems to be soba noodles. And again, this is very detailed painting. One for sashimi. It looks like a salmon. There's more springs. Let's see if we got any other characters in the springs. There's another one with two boats against the water that costs a three-pack. Uchiwa, U-C-H-I-W-A. That's a fan, and it's a one-coin symbol. And it looks like the fan has, it's a kind of, oh man, the color again. You see, is that a pink? No, it's not. It's like a pink meets a magenta. And it has a, what looks like maybe a bird or a rabbit painted on it. Next one seems to be a wrapped package. We don't know what it is. Furoshiki. F-U-R-O-S-H-I-K-I. And it's a striped package or bundle tied up at the top and in these different hues of blues. And that's two coins, and it has a clothing symbol. This next one is some sort of a three dumplings in a bowl. Manu, M-A-N-U-U, or Manju, M-A-N-J-U. And that one is a one coin, and then it has a new symbol, which is a circle with like what look like four rolls in it. Then we have Anyabito, another character card, Miko, and she's kind of standing, and she has a similar coins underneath her and a coin going into a grayscale gate. The next one is Dango, D-A-N-G-O, and it has three circular, I assume it's food on a skewer. In three sets of those. So it looks like it might be a sweet to me, but I'm just assuming. And that has a single coin and then a six-pack symbol. Donburi, which is a bowl with some eggs and some meats, and it looks like maybe some soy. That's a three-coin and a six-pack symbol. Washi, which it looks like is some material, like a bolt of clothing or a folded up piece of linen. That's a one coin symbol. Yuki Oye, or Oki Yoi, O-K-I or U-K-I-Y-O-E. This is three coins. It seems to be some sort of painting or print. Very beautiful, very beautiful. The next one is a coin, peito, con peito, K-O-N-P-E-I-T-O. And it looks to be some sort of sweet and purple, pink, yellow, green, and blue on a plate. Kind of just, I don't know if what you'd call them. They look a little bit like the shape of everlasting gobstoppers in the original movie. That's a one coin symbol and a four roll symbol. Let me just see if we got anything. There's tofu in here. There's Thai mishi, which is a fish and rice dish, it looks like. There's those verdant flooded fields we talked about on the other card. There's a card with that. There's a card, Kanzashi, K-A-N-Z-A-S-H-I. Which seems to be a few things for the like your hair, sake, with a nice picture of that. That's two coins, ocha, O-C-H-A, which is a bowl of greenish liquid, miso shuri, which is a bowl of like a miso type look, M-I-S-O-S-H-I-R-U, oh, miso shuru. Dango, tofu, unagi, more. Oh, here's another spring shot. It's a little bit different. It has two monkeys in the spring, but there's also blossoms where the other spring was in more of a winter shot. Daifuku, which is a like it looks like some sort of pink with food or dessert. With a dark, dark burgundy center to it. That one is two coins. Netsuki, it's N-E-T-S-U-K-E. This one it's a two coins. It has a rope being poured out of what looks like some sort of brass sculpture. I don't know. I should know more about that. Kamaboko, which is a pink roll with a light pink inside, which is sliced. So, wow. I mean, these are just yakitori, sushi. So, some of these, let's see. There's one card that has, like, every single dish on it. So, that must be lucky if you get that one. Here's one that's just a blue bowl or vessel. Yunomi, U-N-O-M-I. There's another one that looks like a piece of art. Sumi, S-U-M-I-E, or Sume. There's another character card, Shokunin, S-H-O-K-U-N-I-N. Samurai, there's one, so that costs 3 packs. There's also a card that has all of like the kind of store items you might buy. Gofu, which seems to be almost like an envelope on the end of a red string. The envelope's gold. Another vessel, beautifully, beautifully painted reds and dark reds with a fish on top and waves, some sort of vase or just a decorative vessel. Shai. Kai, Shikai, Shiki, S-H-I-K-K-I. Again, let me just keep running through this. I'm only halfway through these cards. There's one card that has all of the characters. Sando Gasa, that's a hat. There's a collection of boxes. Wow, yeah, we could go through all of these all day long. So again, just a level of detail. This is just one more set of the game. But I'd be remiss if I didn't go through the game board, at least for a little while. We'll go through the instructions. This will be just interesting. And I mean, it definitely seems like a game to add to your collection. because it just got great reviews, and it seems to be a game about being in the moment. And the game board really doesn't reveal too much about the gameplay. I know you're going back. You can go in either direction, I believe, from Edo to Kyoto or Kyoto to Edo. But the first is a three-piece, three-section game board. And the most left section, wow, it has numbers at the top. There's two rows of numbers. The first are all the odd numbers, and the second row is all the even numbers. So on the bottom row, it goes 0, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, 28, 30, 32, all the way up on the last board to 100. And then on top, obviously, it goes to odd numbers, 1, 3, 5. But some numbers have, if you count by fives, all the other numbers are in kind of a brownish grayscale. Maybe not quite a sepia, more of a grayscale sepia. But all the every fifth number is done in a maroon. So 0, 5, 15, 20 all have a maroon color. And then on the first thing is like a mountaintop building with a gate leading up to it. And the sun is blazing behind it, either setting or rising. I guess it seems like it's rising. And then there's this must be where you figure out the coins to the pack ratio. Because it says a coin, and then I don't know if that's equals one pack. So maybe one coin equals one pack. But then there's also those flower symbols I was talking about. And I don't know if that represents your character. But so there's the like cayenne pink, orangish red, the verdant green, the grayscale, and then the turquoise. And then it says like one coin equals two packs, three coins equal four packs. I don't know how many coins equal seven or how many coins equal 10. I can't quite focus that closely. Maybe you could buy more packs with more coins. It must be so what you can carry. And then you kind of have this like map rolled out with different stops on it, in different symbols that seem like they correspond to different cards. But again, there's paintings and there's symbols. And then on the food based things, there's even a deeper, there's these squares that go out below it. So it even like, I don't know if those are the courses of the meals or what. And again, there's just so much color here. And then even on the background, there's even some prints. It's a mostly white background, but then there's different prints. That's just on the first board. Let me go to the second. Let me open up here. I'm on the second game, second and third. Okay, so then they have probably like a card pot, like places to place your cards to pull from. So they have the house at night, lit up at the night. They have the hot spring cards. They have the person that's in pinks and magentas carrying something cards. They have the food-based cards. They have the verdant harvesting cards. Oh, here's for the paintings. So they have it for the verdant harvesting cards, the mountain winter mountain cards in their paintings, and then the beautiful sea scenery painting. And like, there's just so many, I don't even know how many different stops you could make. Like starting at the end, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. like around 55, but you know, my maths usually are not off. And then they all have the different symbols. Let's see if they correspond to cards. Yeah, and each stop has a symbol corresponding to like the food card, the night house, or some of them correspond to the painting cards. So, and I guess the idea is these are all stops you would make to enjoy the journey. So I guess you're stopping for food. I don't know exactly. Maybe the night house is like a hotel where all the travelers meet one another. Maybe that must be what that is. Then there's a golden colored symbol. I don't know if there was cards corresponding to that. Maybe that's where you go shopping. The spring where you go chill out. Well, one of them must be for shopping. Then there's the food one. Maybe the night house is where you go shopping, and the person in the pink is like a fellow traveler that you meet. That might make more sense. And then it's just maybe you collect coins. There's one yellow like house, or it looks like a, again, it looks like there's some sort of like in the foreground a couple grazing animals, but that has three coins above it. So I don't know if you stop there, you get coins. There's also some of them that are further away from the board. So I don't know what those symbols mean. But really, clearly, a game that has a lot of detail and a lot to rely, you know, so I highly recommend, you know, I'll be playing it soon. But there's just enough just to, obviously to enjoy and look at. And that's Tokaido. So check it out at your local game store, ideally, or wherever you purchase your games. Good night. When I think I became a patron recently, KJ, Michelle, and Angie. Thanks, and good night. Tim, Sydney, and Judith. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Thomas, Sarah, P, and Sarah. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Carrie, Susan, and Stephanie, thank you, thanks, and good night. Nancy, Sonia, and Emily, thank you, thanks, and good night. Shireen, Pam, and Emily, thank you, thanks, and good night. Susie, Christy, and Paul, thank you, thanks, and good night. Jonah, Maggie, and BT, thank you, thanks, and good night. Emily, Sean, and Matthew, thanks, and good night. Joy, Adam, and Katie, thank you, thanks, and good night. Tina, Jana, and Sandra, thank you, thanks, and good night. Erica, Jenna, and Sarah Kai, thank you, thanks, and good night. Chelsea, Mikkel, and Rachel, thanks, and good night. Dawn, Amelia, and Thomas, thanks, and good night. Aaron, Laura, and Kimberly, thanks, and good night. Tania, Jonathan, and Teresa, thanks, and good night. Braden, Andrena, and Kathy with two E's, thank you, thanks, and good night. Wells, Michelle, and Dina, thanks, and good night. Chris, Neil Lynn, and Alma, thanks, and good night. Gabrielle, Heather, and Erica, thank you, thanks, and good night. Ronnie, Rhett, and Edie, thank you, thanks, and good night. And Emma, Kimor, and Marie Claire. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Thanks, and good night, everybody. And Sleep With Me is a listener-supported show. You just heard all the people that support the show on a regular basis that just became patrons. We also get support from people that directly support the sponsor. Sleep With Me grows from people who spread the word. So thank you for everybody that does that. That's how we grow. Thanks for everybody that just shares and you know, shares kindness with the show. We're a proud member of Night Vale Presents. You know, when you're thinking about developing your compassion and your empathy, one show to check out is Dylan Marin's Conversations with People Who HAT Me. Really just an amazing, amazing show. Give it a listen on nightvalepresents.com or search in your podcast app. We're also a member of PRX. You can find all those shows at prx.org. And I think that's it. There's plenty of other episodes, so ready to go if you need it. All right, good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now, I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in this, my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season 1 part 2, almost 6 hours. That's it's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd all intro episode came out, and then we had March is a bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So, yeah, like that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, yeah, that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever needed support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. So if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback. Feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support, support at supercast.com. And good night.